After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went back to the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook with terror and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said." Happy Easter. He is risen. The discovery of the empty tomb was only the beginning. The angel commanded the news to be taken to the disciples and all of Jerusalem, to Judea and all the world, to every nation and every people. Today, for all time, Jesus is alive.
He is risen. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Easter. Welcome to the celebration of a risen Savior. My name is Pastor Bob Fuchs. I'm one of the pastors at First United Methodist Church of Brighton in Whitmore Lake, and we are together. We may not be together physically in the same place, but we are together as one worshiping a risen Savior. The tomb is empty, and that is our theme for today. We are celebrating resurrection. And we'll hear a message on resurrection from our lead pastor, the Reverend Dr. Sherry Parker Lewis. We'll sing together, we'll hear scripture, and we will pray. And we will be a people celebrating Jesus Christ in this world today. Now, we're in a difficult situation right now, and if you are in need of assistance, please, please let us know. You can do that through helpinghands@brightonfumc.org. Just send an email to that address, and we will connect you with someone who wants to provide assistance for others. Whether it's an errand or shopping, they can make it so that your life is a little bit easier during this difficult time. You see, we are a community that seeks to know God, love God, and serve God, and we do that in so many different ways. We do it through prayer, and if you are in need of prayer, please submit a prayer request either at the church website, brightonfumc.org, or you can submit it to the church office, and you can find that link at the website as well.
Good morning and happy Easter. Will you please bow your heads and pray with me? Almighty God, through your only Son, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. This morning we sing in celebration of our Lord's resurrection. Renew our spirits and lead us to new life in your name. Amen.
Good morning. Greg Geis here with some friends. He is risen. Happy Easter to everyone. Hey, nice tie, buddy. It's nice to have superheroes visit, but it is time for some social distancing. Would you now please join me in an attitude of prayer? Merciful and loving God, you are our rock and our redeemer. You strengthen us in difficult times and rejoice with us in good times. Today, in the midst of difficult times, we still have reason to rejoice. Jesus is risen, and we celebrate the ultimate sacrifice he made for us. We are engulfed by COVID-19 cares, changes, and concerns. Continuous news cycles inform us, but may also increase our anxiety. Comfort us during these challenging and discouraging days. Much is being said and written about essential workers during this crisis. Strengthen those individuals working the front lines, including delivery, emergency, grocery, janitorial, and medical personnel. Lord, while many of us are not playing key roles on the front lines, remind us that we still have essential support roles to play. Roles are affected by job loss due to effects from the coronavirus, and it may be very difficult for those folks to understand your plan. Grant us courage, patience, and wisdom to get through this crisis. You made us for fellowship, so there is hope we will gather again soon. Heavenly Father, you had an amazing plan for our salvation, and the sacrifice Jesus made shows how much you care for us. Before he died on the cross, Jesus taught us how to live life for you. He showed us how to be in relation with you, our Creator, teaching us the prayer we now say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, and happy Easter.
He is risen. Good morning, and happy Easter. This morning's scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning on this most holy of mornings. The grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. And in the centuries-old tradition, I share with you the Easter morning greeting, "He has risen." I hear you respond, "He has risen indeed." It is a time to celebrate victory over death, a time when we know that we have been freed from sin and offered new life through Jesus Christ. It is a day of gratitude, and it is a day for praise. Now, I'll admit that probably like you, I am missing some things from this day. And so I share those with you, even in the midst of celebration. I'm missing the early morning hours in the church gathering. I'm missing those first people that come in at 7 and 7:15 and 7:30 and proclaim he has risen. I'm missing the children in their lovely Easter outfits and our sunrise service in the memorial garden and the reading of names. I'm missing the banks of flowers and their smell. And I'm missing the opening sounds of "Christ the Lord is risen today" in each of our services. And I am missing that traditional closing hymn, the Alleluia chorus, where we all sing. What a great day of joy. And so I tell you that I come with a bit of sadness and a heavy heart. But I also want to share with you on this Easter morning, what we have, what we hold together, It is the promise of a life that is eternal, a life that is full and abundant beyond what we can imagine. We hold together the promise of a risen Christ. Thanks be to God. Over this Lenten season, we've been talking about the broken pieces of our lives. We've been talking about regret and reconciliation. We've been talking about how we have problems in our lives that with relationships and use of our resources and struggles, but that God works to create, even from the broken pieces of our lives, masterpieces. So I want to go to the Easter account that we find in Mark 16 this morning to look at the broken pieces there and what God might do with them. And so we go, and I invite you to imagine Mary Magdalene, Mary, and Salome as they made their way toward the tomb in the early morning hours of that first Easter Sunday. Now, they were most likely remembering the week that they had had with Jesus. They'd accompanied him from the Galilee region, and as they traveled, they had been joined by more groups of people, and there was an amazing, grand, triumphal entrance into the city of Jerusalem. Imagine their giddy excitement when crowds hailed Jesus as king. And yet, we can also imagine, as their hopes were broken and shattered through the week, Jesus taught in the temple, but there was opposition. And then, after he shared a Passover feast with those whom he loved, he was betrayed in a garden, arrested, sent through the mockery of a trial. He was tortured and sentenced to death. These same women stood at a distance as he was nailed to a cross, crucified, and died. And so as they approached the tomb, laden with spices, their hearts were heavy as well with grief. For Jesus had been in the grave for 3 days. Now we also know that they had to be full of fear. They had to fear that morning the Romans. They had to fear the head of religious leadership in that city. And they had to fear even that the tomb would not be open for them, because who would roll away the stone that had been placed against Jesus' grave? When they found that the grave was open, their fears were even compounded, because as they entered the grave, a man dressed in white was there, but no body of Jesus. And what did the man say? The man said to them immediately, "Do not fear." It doesn't seem that they understood that even in those words, "do not fear," was a hint of the change that was coming over the entire world by the resurrection of Jesus. Do you know, in all of the gospel accounts, the word fear or dread or terror is mentioned 8 times in the resurrection accounts. Fear seems to be a part of that early morning encounter of the empty tomb. And isn't it true that in this time, this critical time in our nation and the world, fear seems to be an underlying element? What have we expected for our Easter Sunday? We've expected in the past flowers and singing. We've expected to gather with friends at church and to praise the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have expected to smell spring and experience the sun and the hopes that come with it. And we have expected peeps and chocolate Easter bunnies and dyed eggs and ham and cheesy potatoes and my mom's marshmallow salad shared around the table. Those have been our expectations, and they have been replaced with confinement and news of sickness. But I wanted to say, on this beautiful Easter morning, that just like the fear that the women felt, the hopelessness, just like the fear that we may feel and a bit of hopelessness, that fear will not break us, because a voice from heaven has said, do not fear. My heart goes out to those who struggle this day, away from family, apart from church family. Working from home is a challenge. And so for those who are working, God bless you. Working in this world now, in essential work, is a challenge. And for those of you who are home today, but working other days, God bless you. And for those of you who have seen hopes of diets and more exercise dashed, for those of you who are extroverts and really suffering during this time, for those who have family members who have just about gotten on their last nerve, God bless you all. Because right now, the truth is that the tomb is empty and there is no fear. Now, what we read in Mark 16:6 is that angel goes on after saying, don't be afraid, to say, you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. Now, you'd think that would be enough for the women. But their hearts, laden and filled with fear, their ears stopped with terror. Instead, we read that they flee the tomb. They're gone. You know, the oldest manuscripts from the Gospel of Mark, this is where the gospel ends, right there at verse 8. The women run. There is no neat and tidy ending. If you look in your Bible, you're going to find that the Bible will suggest some other different endings that come from later manuscripts. Because I don't think that the earliest believers could stand to leave this gospel alone in this place of fear and fleeing the tomb. And yet I want to tell you that this morning I appreciate it. Because what this gospel account does is leaves us right at that edge between knowing that Jesus has died and knowing that he lives. It leaves us at that very edge between fear and hope. It is as if the gospel writer asks us, well, what do you think? In this sun of the morning and at this empty tomb, in this world where hope waxes and wanes, in this world today where fear can grip us and turn us inside out, what do you think? Who is this Jesus for you? We have a choice this morning. Now we can watch the video, we can have joined each other in praise and worship, and we can walk away and say, well, you know, they didn't do a bad job. Nice worship. And we can look for ways to recover this Easter day, have some ham, sit down at a nicely laid out table. We can do those things. Or we can do this. We can right now hand over our fear and our brokenness. Just hand it over. Because Jesus is alive. And the great weight that we carry in all of that brokenness, in our fears, in our regrets, in our resentments, in the struggles that we have in our lives, in our sin, all of those pieces can be given to Jesus. Check this out. In Mark 16:7, this is what the angel says. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. You will see Jesus. Did you notice the angel didn't say, just hold on. Don't hold on, because you're going to see Jesus. You'll see him in your heavenly home when you get that tinsel halo and that little harp and you're floating on the clouds. That's where you'll see Jesus. Check again what he says. Jesus is going ahead of you into Galilee. What was he saying to those women? He was saying to them, Jesus is going ahead of you to your home. You go back home, and Jesus will be there for you. The empty tomb, the resurrection of Jesus has changed everything. Rejection, rebellion, difficulty in relationships, every regret, fear is gone. And Christ has made us whole, not just for some singular time in the future when we are in our heavenly homes, but in this moment in our homes. Christ enters in and makes us whole. And this changes how we mourn, how we hope, how we endure, and how we live these days. Friends, beloved friends, he has risen. He has risen indeed. Amen. In the tradition of when Christians gather to worship, we respond to the message and to God's holy word. One of the ways that we respond is through an offering. Now, I know that that makes this a challenging time, and I know that you ushers out there are just itching to get those brass plates and pass them around. While that is not possible, there are ways that you might respond with your gifts in support of your church. I invite you to go to our website, brightonfumc.org, and there you will find, right on the front page, the word give. If you push that link, you'll find choices to mail, to start giving through electronic fund transfer. You can use PayPal, and there's also a texting app that will be available. All of those are your choices, and my hope is that you might respond in a loving way. I want to give thanks for those who have given electronically, and those who are mailing in your offerings. It is making a difference in our commitment to sustain our financial liabilities and also to keep all of our staff on board so that we might continue in remarkable ministry for you. You are making a difference through First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, and I give thanks to God. I offer this prayer and blessing as you offer resources as you are able, not only financial giving, but resources of service and generosity to the community. Let us pray. Lord, we bless what you have given us. In this time of uncertainty, we are tempted to say that there will not be enough. But again and again, you remind us that there is enough. And so, Lord, lead us to do what we can as we are able, in service in your name, in acts of generosity that will give you glory. We ask your blessing on all of it. In your name we pray. Amen. As we end this Easter service, I invite you to join me in offering a benediction of blessing, not only to your family and friends, but to everyone who is gathered here to be a part of this worship service. So come on, let's raise our hands. It's okay, you can raise them. No one's watching. Just raise your hands up. Raise them up. And let's offer blessing on each other. Lord, now we raise our hands in blessing, knowing that your power and might by the risen Christ is with us and with our friends and family. And so we bless those who are far from us, and we bless those who are close. We bless the work of so many in our community and around the world who are working to save people and to care for their welfare. And Lord, we bless our homes. We bless our neighbors. And above all now, Lord, we bless your name and we give thanks for the risen Lord who has set us free, has delivered us from fear and set our lives in hope. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in joy. Amen.
Good morning. He is risen. I am Donna Dibert, and most of you may not know my face or my name, but you will know me by the coffee hour that's presented to you. It's my small way of hostessing and serving our church and our church people. It is my pleasure to do it. I'm not sure which I like more, thinking up themes and setting tables, or watching the faces on the people as they find everything and the surprises that I leave for them. It's just one small thing I can do to enhance the fellowship at church. But in these times when we can't get together, that's not the only way to be a hostess. The other ways to be a hostess is to think of your friends and your neighbors, drop them a line, call them on the phone, help them set up some kind of social media, such as Skype or FaceTime, so that they can see their loved ones also. It's been a pleasure to serve you. I miss you all desperately, and I will leave you with this thought. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances, from Philippians 4:11. Be content at home, and if you need anything, feel free to call me.
After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went back to the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook with terror and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said." Happy Easter. He is risen.